Here from Super Spice Girls fan Daniel Aoki in the US, and he'll be followed by Tanya Welsh from Queensland in Australia.
The second album, Spice World, the Spice Girls showed a lot more diversity. They had their R&B single and their big band single along with their pop singles and a couple of great slow songs. Of course, that could never live up to Spice the album, which sold so many copies. Spice World is definitely not for everybody. It's for the Spice Girl fan. The critics, of course, trashed it. I did enjoy it, but then again, I knew a lot about the Spice Girls, and a lot of it made sense. They did a lot of parodying of themselves, which added to the movie and showed that it wasn't a very serious movie. They weren't trying to be Emmy-winning actresses and stuff.
Spice World, the Spice Girls' second album, is more polished than the first. It seems that in Spice, they were experimenting with different types of music and adjusting to working together as a group. In Spice World, the songs are more complex and the vocals are more challenging. This album also has many hit songs on it and interesting and diverse styles of music. I thought the film Spice World was fantastic. It was funny and energetic, and the girls are pretty good actors. I loved the soundtrack. It was a great idea incorporating their songs into the movie. It was a good movie to relax while watching because it didn't really deal with any important issues. The basic storyline was really simple and the whole movie was lighthearted and positive. I think that the Spice Girls are so popular because they appeal to people everywhere, no matter what culture or age they are. Their music is happy and energetic and able to cheer people up, and they each have a distinct personality so everybody can relate to one of the girls. The Spice Girls show girls that to be successful in life, you can be yourself and not have to fit into a mold set by other people, and that they can achieve anything they want to do.
Now, what happens if one of you leave the Spice Girls? Do we go to Melanie D&E?
What does happen?
Do we eventually get to Melanie?
We don't talk about that.
Don't? No.
We don't know.
But I think even if the Spice Girls do split up, I don't think we will for a long time, but we'll always be with each other in spirit.
Supporting,
you know, if one wants
other,
to go solo or do TV, whatever, well, we'll always be with them there.
I just thought
there.
That eventually we might have got to Mel O'D and then got to Mel Z. Yeah. Now, the English elections, the general elections in Britain are coming up. I mean, from a Spice Girls point of view...
No comment, I'm an anarchist.
Yeah, no, look, I don't want you to be political about it, but I am interested in what you think from a Spice Girl point of view.
No, I'm actually an anarchist.
Okay.
There you go.
Okay.
What problems do you think are facing Britain?
I think if everybody was a little bit more, you know, like in the hippie days, it was like one love and everybody. I love that era. I think if we went back there a little bit but vamped it up in the 90s, where it'd be far more peaceful, this world.
What do you think, Emma?
I think it's quite upsetting, actually, that, you know, when this thing was going on with the Spice Girls, and that it was just that we can make such a, you know, an impact. It's quite scary, actually.
Popularity for you.
Yeah, but it's a bit scary that, you know, it could rely on us.
Isn't it great to be in music and not politics, though?
Definitely.
In the group, we've all got political differences. You know, we all think differently on that level. One might like Margaret Thatcher, one might be Labour, one might be Conservative, whatever. So you've got a mixed bag of views here, completely mixed.
Completely.
Just like everybody else out there.
So will you be voting?
No.
Or will you be on the road?
I
don't know enough to vote. I think that's a problem. If people were educated more, then, you know, you'd be able to vote. I personally don't know anything about it, so I can't vote.
So, Emma, what are you looking forward to doing when you come down to Australia?
Do you know what? This is quite amazing because about a year ago we were all asked, you know, obviously we're going to be travelling the world, and what part would we most like to go to? And I actually said Australia. I can't wait to come over there and just, you know, it feels like it's going to be a different world. But I just think, you know, it's going to be brilliant. We want to see all our fans and thank them all for supporting us. You know, without them we wouldn't be here.
I want to go on the beach, so if there's any surfers out there who want to teach me how to surf, feel free.
Mel C.
I want to go and visit Summer Bay and Ramsey Street.
Yeah!